part of walking with me is coming into that place where you're able to stop and listen to the things that I speak. Understand that in these hours, calling these hours this particular time frame of days for you, that I have brought them into effect for your benefit. And for that place that you desire to go higher and higher in me and see the outpouring and also see the areas of your life brought under my lordship to a more complete, to a more full posture, place in my presence. Understand this, speaking to you as a father to children. These times are scripted. These times are for you. Sit and feast. Understand that the next few days and the things that are about to come about will be no accidents. There will be no happen chance. But receive of me, even as I prepare your heart now. For soon and very soon, things will change. Darkness is continuing to thrive in the earth. And it will not be abated. It will not go back to a place of hushness, quietness, obscurity. But know this, that in the midst of this darkness, I'm arising, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm arising like a morning star. I'm arising with healing in my wings. And that part of my church that is not asleep, that is awake, is hearing the voice of the bridegroom. Come forth with power, saith the Spirit of grace. Come forth with power in this hour. Be filled with hope in the earth. Be filled with testimony and strength. And the mighty works that I left here for you to do, I raise up from the dust and the ashes, saith the Spirit of grace. For I still have voices in the land, and I bring to you one of those voices to speak unto you. Hear these words in these hours, not just as teaching words, but as prophetic words that you will hear from my pages and out of my mind, saith the Spirit of grace. Receive life and be healed, and give that life around you, saith the Spirit of grace.